from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, January 15th. Coming up, starting today, there's a new year-round emergency shelter for women in Champaign. We'll hear more about See You at Austin's Place, coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Certain regions in Illinois may be allowed to transition to less restrictive COVID-19 public health measures starting today. All 11 regions have been frozen in so-called Tier 3 mitigations since late November. Derek Cantu has more.
But now that the holidays are over, Governor J.B. Pritzker says he'll unfreeze those mitigations and allow regions to step down through the other mitigations if they qualify, meaning consistently lower positivity rates and higher hospital bed capacity. Pritzker this week defended his mitigation measures.
In large part because we acted before Thanksgiving with Tier 3 mitigations. We in Illinois have seen the number of COVID hospital patients and our positivity rates drop by over a third since November 20th.
However, even under Tier 2 mitigations, restaurants will still not be allowed to offer indoor dining. The Illinois Restaurant Association says Illinois was one of only three states to completely ban indoor dining during the pandemic. The association is calling on Pritzker to amend mitigations in order to help those restaurants which have struggled financially, particularly during the winter where outside dining options are not always possible. I'm Derek Cantu.
Regulators say they're ready and willing to work with utilities to keep the move toward electric vehicles on track in Illinois. Maria Bocanegra serves on the Illinois Commerce Commission. She's running points on electrification for the ICC. The commission is studying rate designs for EVs. Bocanegra says the right rate scheme could incentivize EV owners to charge at off-peak times, possibly reducing rates for everyone.
If ratepayers can see direct links between their energy usage, what they pay for that energy, and the impact it can have on the grid, there can be a shift to how we, quote, load, unquote, onto our grid.
The ICC is also likely to weigh in on the controversial question of whether utilities like Ameren can own public charging stations. The mayor of the small town of Thomasboro, north of Champaign, is apologizing for denying that violence occurred at the U.S. Capitol after protesting outside the building last week. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Tyler Evans posted the video on his Facebook page hours after marching to the Capitol building with thousands of others on Wednesday, January 6th. The Thomasboro mayor didn't go past the Capitol steps and said from where he stood, reports of large-scale violence inside seemed to be nothing but lies.
I mean, there's kids out there. It was peaceful. There was just Americans helping each other out. There was no violence out there.
But in a statement issued Thursday, Evans said he had made the video before learning about the deadly violence inside the Capitol. He condemned the violence, said he was sorry for any hurt his words had caused, and grateful for the work of Capitol Police. Evans's video was reposted elsewhere, including at the Champaign-Urbana website Smile Politely, where an op-ed writer called for his resignation. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County officials reported 70 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. 30 county residents are now hospitalized with the virus. Carl Hospital in Urbana, which treats patients from several counties, currently has 78 patients with the virus, 15 in intensive care. As of yesterday, more than 8,900 Champaign County residents, or roughly 5% of those eligible, had received their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Statewide, public health officials reported more than 6,600 new COVID-19 cases yesterday and 88 deaths. The statewide 7-day case positivity rate is down to 6.8%. Still to come, we'll hear from Rob Dahlhouse, the executive director of See You at Home, about our new year-round emergency shelter for women in Champaign. His conversation with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman is next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. For 13 years, local churches have operated a shelter for women in the Champaign-Urbana area known as Austin's Place. Rob Dahlhouse is executive director of See You at Home. The nonprofit ministry runs a men's shelter and daytime drop-in center. And now, it also operates Austin's Place for Women at its new permanent location in Champaign. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman spoke with Rob Dahlhaus about the need for a year-round emergency shelter in the area.
The need in our community just to have the shelter system in general is absolutely huge, because having a resource like this keeps our most vulnerable citizens out of the emergency departments, out of the jails, off of the streets. It allows them a safe space to go so they don't have to couch surf from one bad situation to another. Some ladies will come in and be here for just a couple nights. Some will be here for several months. A lot of times we lose sight of the underlying issues that come with being in a homeless situation. So maybe the men or women we're trying to work with, they may have underlying substance abuse issues or trauma, mental health issues. They've got evictions in their background. They've got felonies or misdemeanors. They've got all of these things kind of working against them and causing them to maybe need a resource like this for a longer period of time. Our job and our mission is to just make sure that we are here, open, every day of the year, every night of the year, so that those men and women, when they do fall on hard times, when they find themselves in a really tough spot, we are here to have an open door.
When you're reaching out to people on the streets, have you found there's been more hesitancy due to the pandemic and concerns about the virus for people as far as being open to the idea of seeking help from a homeless shelter?
I don't think any more than usual. Some of our folks that don't want to come into the shelters, a lot of them love the independence of it. Maybe they have some underlying mental health issues, or they've had a bad experience at a shelter, maybe not even here in town, maybe just a bad experience at a shelter in the past. So all of that can kind of combine to add some concern to folks. But I haven't really seen that or heard that in the last several months.
When people ask, what can I do to help, obviously they can refer people to 70 East Washington in Champaign for the men's and now women's shelters here, as well as the Phoenix Drop-In Center. But often people might wonder, should I give money? Are there other ways I can help? What's your advice to people who want to be part of the solution and help people who need it?
Good deal. I'll answer that in a couple different ways. If you encounter one of our friends on the street and you feel like you want to do something, you want to help them in some way, I always say it this way. If you feel God's laying it on your heart to give that person money, far be it for me to tell you not to. However, I always encourage folks, maybe carry a couple gift cards, you know, fast food restaurants, where you can then give that to that person and say, hey, I want to make sure you get something to eat today. Maybe you buy them a bottle of water or some Gatorade or something, just some way to kind of make that connection with that person. If you have a little bit of time to give, I've heard our friends say, you know, that 5-minute conversation I had, that meant more to me than any of the money I could have collected that day. So we're social beings. We crave, we want to be heard. We want to feel seen. And so that's another great way. If you are looking to get more involved, maybe with your time, your talents, or your treasures, I encourage you, find a local organization. Maybe it's See You at Home in Austin's Place. Maybe it's another one. But if you have the financial resources to do that, I encourage you to kind of do some research about the organization and find out which you want to pour your time and energy into. For See You at Home, we have our annual community awareness event, One Winter Night, coming up. That event brings in anywhere between 50 and 67% of our annual budget. So for us to continue to do shelter and transitional housing and outreach and all of that, we need to have that financial support.
That's Rob Dahlhaus, Executive Director of See You at Home, speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see cloudy skies with periods of snow up to 1 inch of accumulation and a high of 35 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Derek Cantu, Ryan Denham, Jim Meadows, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.